Will Rogers, did you ever meet him?
No, I loved him, but I didn't meet him.
Both of you Cherokee. Do you ever see the old films of you preaching? Your body is so full of electricity, vibrating. They're showing some of those on Tulsa television. And do you wonder about that? You see this young man with all this energy and wondering, how did I do all that?
Well, that was a period in my life that was real. And I finally went beyond it and had my own TV work.
Since students will be listening to this, some advice to students as they prepare for their lives in any field. Or if you were a young man today, 2009, how would you prepare yourself for ministry?
I'd do the same thing I just did, because I always heard God's voice first. Yeah. I know people say that God doesn't speak to people, but he spoke to me.
Who are the people that were the biggest influence in your life?
Lee Braxton, Dr. Winslow, Jimmy Buskirk, and the first dean I had, Dr. Messick. And he was in the top 10 educators in America, and he really put the university together. He taught me how to build a university, how to run it, and I learned.
As you look on your legacy, would you look upon ORU as the gem of your legacy?
Yes. Yes, I would. It is my legacy, and it outlived me. It's in the best shape it's ever been now through the Greens. And it has money at last. You only had one man out there building that whole university. And when I ran out of money, I ran out.
Yeah, and it's Mart Green, Hobby Lobby, and he was a businessman, and had never really followed your ministry.
And they put in $100 million so far, and they pledged their whole fortune, if needed. And so ORU is safe spiritually and financially.
Forever and ever and ever.
That's right.
Right. So, as you think about the next life, what do you think you'll see when you go on to heaven? Do you have any thought about
that? Well, I'll be myself. I'm waiting the call. I wake up some mornings and ask God, are you going to take me today? And there's never been a reply, so I quit asking. And I'm just busy in my ministry.
Yeah.
And I'm awfully busy.
Now?
I've got lots of people like you coming here.
And then, as you think about the scripture, your favorite Bible verse or verses, are there any one or two that are your favorite?
Yes, John 10:10. The thief or the devil cometh not except to steal and kill and destroy. I am come, Jesus said, that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. That's the story of my ministry. I think that the devil is behind all the evil in the world, and that he'll kill you if he gets a chance. He'll steal from you. He'll destroy you. But Jesus said, I come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. And that's what sold me, and that's what's kept me all through these 74 years.
Well, thank you for giving us this time. This was very nice of you.
Yes, sir.
Young people and all will listen to this website, voicesofoklahoma.com, and they'll be able to hear this for a long time to come.
Well, when I go back to Tulsa and meet with the students and the alumni coming in for homecoming, it's the greatest time of my life. There's been over 27,000 people come through ORU, and they're the print image of my ministry. They have character. They're the most popular people that business people hire in Tulsa. The papers carried that story. They're the best hire. They're honest. That's how we got the Greens. Are you aware of that?
No. Tell me.
We came to the moment when I saw that Richard had served his time and he needed to go away. He made up his mind that he had, and that God told him to go into his own ministry, which is preaching and praying for the sick. And at that time, Billy Joe mentioned a person in Oklahoma City that we didn't know about, the Greens. And he called them for us. And he came to Tulsa, David Green, with Mart and his family, and came up to the house and sat there and said what he would do. Said he would take the school on one condition. He became sold on the school through the product. He had hired so many ORU students that they had done such a job for him that he knew that I was a man of God and I was turning out the right kind of students. And that's why he called his family, went into the kitchen, and they sat and talked and said they would do it. I agreed, and I loved them then, and I love them now. They gave us $70 million first gift, and he's been refurbishing the whole university, and it's in tip-top shape.
Now also, we can say the city of Tulsa highly regards the university as an economic impact on our town. You're one of the biggest employers in the city.
Would you say finally?
Finally. Yeah, very good. Well, thank you so much. This was very kind of you that
you
we
well,
can
very
preserve
well.
This. Oklahoma has been so good to so many people in Tulsa, and you've got to feel
yes.
that the when, state when is
I,
good to
when
you.
When I go back to Oklahoma and my feet touch the ground, I know I've come home.